Good morning and welcome to Family Life Affairs. I am Yemi Graceman Aduloju, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Samanda UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria. What were the things that were in the mind of God when He instituted marriage? What did God and what does He expect from marriage today? What is marriage as God intended? Let's look at this question and find answers to what was in the mind of God as regards marriage after this break. Welcome back. Marriage as God intended. In Genesis chapter number 2, verses 24 and 25, the Bible says, "Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh." The first thing we see in this passage is that God intends a leaving and a cleaving. God intends a leaving and a cleaving, that is, severance. God wants a severance. He wants you to leave. The man that must marry must be willing to leave, must be ready to leave, must be prepared to leave. The cord with couples' parents must be cut off. There must be a severance of the bond with your father and your mother's house. This is what makes marriage work. The Bible says, "The man shall leave his father and shall leave his mother and shall cleave to his wife." Leaving is very important and it precedes cleaving. Relationship will not work where the couples are not willing to leave. There are people who are married today but are not prepared to leave their parents' houses. The man is not willing to leave. He has gotten married, and as a matter of fact, he has brought his wife back to his mother's house. And so the wife sleeps in the next room to his mother's room. This is not proper. This is not the way God intends it to be. God said, "Therefore shall a man leave his father and leave his mother." Dear friend, you are to leave your father. You are to leave your mother. You are not expected to take every matter, every issue in your new marriage to your father or to your mother, no matter the level of closeness. You are now married. You are a man of responsibility, and you should focus and handle your responsibility excellently. Do not attempt to take a lady to the altar until you are ready to leave. It is very important. Please note, if you don't leave, your marriage will break. It is just a matter of time. In the book of Psalms, chapter 45, verses 10 and 11, the scripture says, "Hearken, O daughter, and consider, and incline thine ear. Forget also thine own people and thy father's house. So shall the king greatly desire thy beauty, for he is thy Lord, and worship thou him. Hear, thou daughter, beautiful daughter of Zion, God expects you to also leave." Here the psalmist said, you should leave your father and your mother. You should leave your own people, leave your father's house, and then the king will greatly desire your beauty. Your affection, your attention must be to your new home, to your husband, and of course, eventually to your husband and to your children. But be prepared to leave. Without leaving, this marriage will not work. If you quickly run back home at every opportunity to report your husband or to ask your mom's opinion, I can tell you what happens between your mom and your dad may begin to repeat itself in your own marriage also. It is very important. Take a cue from the word of God. You have to leave if this marriage must work. This is the intention of God, that the man, that the woman must leave father and mother and cleave together so that they can be one flesh. God also expects them to be naked to each other and not ashamed. You are expected to be naked and not ashamed. Be open to your spouse and not be ashamed of this openness. Let your spouse see into you. Let there be nothing you are hiding from your spouse. An unbroken man or woman spiritually uncooked man or woman will password a phone or gadget so that the wife or husband may be denied access into the gadget. You are doing that because you have something to hide. An unbroken person, an uncooked person, has a lot to hide from his spouse. But the intention of God for marriage is that both man and woman will be naked and not be ashamed. This is God's intention for marriage. He desires that you leave and then you cleave. Cleaving is possible where there is a leaving and where there is openness, where there is nothing you are hiding from each other. Then it becomes easy. It becomes possible for you to cleave. Cleaving is not possible where there has not been a leaving. So there must be a leaving for there to be a cleaving. God wants you to cleave. He wants the two of you to become one. And of course, you cannot cleave where there are lots of secrets you are keeping from each other. My dear brother and my darling sister, you must understand that everyone is as sick as the secrets he keeps. You are as sick as the secrets you keep. You are as sick as that thing that you are hiding from your spouse. One of the things that the fall of man brought to mankind is hiding. We started hiding as a result of the fall. Where there has not been a falling, there will be no hiding. There will be nothing to hide. And so God intends a leaving and then a cleaving in marriage. Thirdly, God intends and expects permanence in our marriage. Marriage is not for a season. It is not for a duration of time. Marriage is to last till death do us part. Marriage is like a school, but this school, you are issued your certificate from the start, and this certificate has a commencement date, but it does not have a terminal date. We are to be in this relationship till death do us part. So there is the permanence of marriage. God expects severance, God expects cleaving, and God expects permanence. That is the intention, or these are the plans and the expectation of God for every marriage. He expects permanence in marriage. The intention of God and his anticipation and plans is that marriage will be between Adam and Eve and not between Adam and Steve. God intends this marriage. In Genesis chapter 1 and in verse number 27, the Bible says, so God created man in his own image, and in the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. So God created them male and female, and God intends that marriage will be between Adam and Eve and not between Adam and Steve. The idea of a man getting married to another man, or a woman getting married to another woman, is an abomination. The scriptures is explicit about this. Science has shown that there is nothing in any man's gene or woman's gene to make him gay or long for sexual gratification with a person of the same sex. It is man who has invented this evil for himself. Look at what the scripture says in Ecclesiastes chapter 7 and in verse number 29. The Bible says, lo, this only have I found, that God hath made man upright, but they have sought out many inventions. God made man upright, but man has sought out many inventions. The Bible in basic English says, this only have I seen, that God made men upright, but they have been searching out all sorts of invention. We were made upright, were the ones searching out negative and evil inventions. The Message translation of that verse of scripture says, yet I did spot one ray of light in this murk. God made men and women true and upright. We are the ones who have made a mess of things. Understand, therefore, dear listener, that it is mankind who have made a mess of the good plans of God for their lives. The New Living Translation of that verse of scripture says, but I did find this. God created people to be virtuous, but they have each turned to follow their own downward paths. We have decided and chosen to follow our downward paths at the expense and against against the counsel and the expectations of God. And this we do to our own detriment, to the detriment of mankind and every good thing that God has created. And so we must understand God intends marriage to be between Adam and Eve, not between Adam and Steve. In the plan of God, in the expectation and intention of God for marriage, God intends the man to take the lead and the woman to give total support, to follow. God expects the man to lead and he expects the woman to follow. Also, in the plan and the expectation of God for marriage, God expects the man to provide and the woman to produce. The man is expected to provide, the woman is expected to produce. In 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 8, God's word says, man is to provide for his own family. And any man who does not provide has denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. So God expects you, the man, to take the lead. He expects you, he intends you, the man, to provide for your family. Also, his intention was sexual satisfaction between the couple. He expects and intends a sexual satisfaction. The husband is not allowed to defraud his wife of sexual gratification, neither is the wife permitted to deny her husband. In 1 Corinthians chapter 7, from verse number 1 to verse number 5, Paul the apostle made it very clear. He said in verse 5, defraud ye not one the other, except it be with consent for a time, that ye may give yourself to fasting and prayer, and come together again, that Satan tempt you not for your incontinency. And so we are not to defraud ourselves. God's word made it clear that the man has no power over his own body, and the woman has no power over her own body. So God expects a sexual satisfaction between the husband and the wife. God also intends a godly seed. He wants to see a godly seed. He intends a godly seed from the union of this man and of this woman. And that's why in Malachi chapter 2 verse 15, God's word says, and did not he make one, yet are they the residue of the spirit, and wherefore one, that he might seek a godly seed. He said, therefore take it to yourself, to your spirit, and let none deal treacherously against the wife of his youth. God is seeking for a godly seed from you. He expects a godly seed from that marriage. What are we saying? God's intention for marriage is that you live, is that you cleave. His intention is the permanence of this marriage. It is till death do us part. He also intends that marriage will be between Adam and Eve and not between Adam and Steve. God intends for the man to lead and the woman to follow. He intends the man to provide and the woman to produce. God intends sexual satisfaction in marriage, and also God is looking for a godly seed from us. May the Lord give you grace in Jesus' precious name. Let us pray. I pray that your marriage will fulfill the determinate counsel and purpose of God in the precious name of Jesus, that your life will bring glory to the name of the Lord. I pray that your marriage will not break, that the Lord will keep you together, the Lord will bless you, he will bless your seed, he will bless your children, and as a man, the Lord will give you the grace to lead and to lead excellently well, and the Lord will give you resources so that you will have to provide for your family and be the man that God designed you to be. I pray for wisdom for you, woman, to be a wonderful woman to your husband, a virtuous woman, and a glorious mother to your children. May the Lord help you to fulfill his purpose and his counsel. May your children bring honor to you, and may they bring glory to the name of the Lord. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. I invite you, my esteemed listener, to join us for a glorious service at the Light Cathedral, Lighthouse International Christian Center, this Sunday, 8 a.m. And you may wish to join on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. Forward this message and share the link with your contacts. Follow me on social media. My handle on YouTube, Instagram, TikTok and Facebook is at Yemi Graceman. And on Twitter, the handle is at Reverend Graceman. The Lord bless you as you do. Until I come your way again next week for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulugu, wishing you a very glorious week, and the Lord bless you.